The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So now we're going to have a little guided meditation. So please find a place to sit, a way of sitting where you'll be able to meditate for a little while. Just allowing yourself to settle into the spot where you're sitting. Maybe rocking back and forth a little bit or forward and back just to settle and get balanced. And if you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes. And just allow yourself to connect in with the sense of the body sitting. So I want this meditation to be an opportunity to consider and connect with our own inner life. In a sense, that's of course what meditation is anyway. But this idea of relationship that's being highlighted today includes our relationship with ourselves, or if you prefer, our relationship with our own heart, or with our values, or with our path, the inner dimension. So there may be any number of external challenges going on. There are certainly still many challenges in the world today. And yet our inner life is a very important dimension of that. So settling in with a sense of presence for how you are. Maybe beginning by checking in with the body. Sensing if there are places of tension. Sometimes in the jaw or in the eyes. We've been squinting at the screen. Softening the shoulders. If we find any places of tension, just inviting some ease. Down into the chest area, around the heart. Seeing how that is. Belly area. Softening the belly. And all the way down into the legs and the feet. Releasing any bracing. And then perhaps connecting in with the sensations of breathing, the breath coming in and out. And again, just as an invitation, imagining that the breath can flow through the entire body as an energetic phenomenon. And just letting it flow however it wants to. Maybe even up into the head and down the arms and legs. Maybe even imagining that we can smile inwardly at our body. Just sending a little heart energy along with the breath through the body. And then also beginning to include the mind, the current state of the mind, the heart, the thought, the citta. Perhaps inner life captures a lot of that. And just noticing, is there a dominant mood right now? Some background sense of interest or sadness or peace. Noticing the energy level, generally balanced, or is it a little agitated or a little dull? And we just open to what's there. No sense of trying to change or direct anything, but holding all of it in our awareness. With a sense that everything that's there belongs in some way. Maybe smiling at that too. And as we sit, just allowing the breath, the body, heart, the mind we may get the sense that the knowing of all of that is in some way peaceful. And the part that knows all of that is not caught up with all of that. There's some degree of rest, even when there's other activity going on in the mind. The awareness can be like a calm, steady friend to all of the rest of experience. And in a moment, I'm going to read a quote about meeting our experience, our inner life, with some clarity. You can just see how it lands. However you choose to respond to events of the world, I urge you to do so in such a way that you can live with yourself, not only today and tomorrow, but also in a year, 5 years, or 10 years from now, when everything will have changed in ways that none of us can predict. A few times in my life, I have been in situations where I could not see any way forward. In my morning practice sessions, I would, to the best of my ability, rest in the confusion that swirled inside me. When I could rest in the confusion, it grew quiet and dark, the quiet of a dark night with no moon or stars. As I rested in that darkness, a clarity would sometimes arise, and with it a sense of a direction. The clarity didn't illuminate anything. It didn't make anything clearer. It just indicated a direction. Where that direction led or what I would encounter, I had no idea. There was a direction, nothing more. I suppose that something new inside of me, that if I moved in the direction indicated by the clarity, whatever happened, however the situation might evolve, I could live with myself because I had responded from the deepest part of me that I was able to reach. So it, at least to me, there's something deeply ethical about that quote in this broad sense that we're talking about today. It's a deep inner check on, you know, how it is that we are and how we can respond truly, in a sense. So you'll now have another chance to go into breakout groups, hopefully meet some different people than last time. And the question is related to what we've just been working with. And it's, in what way do you honor your inner life when you have to make decisions or respond to events? Do you have some way of checking in internally? So, do you have some way of checking in with your inner life or honoring your inner life when you have to make decisions or respond to events? It may not always be, you know, dramatic, some major thing where you don't know what to do, although that's a very good time to use this. But even, you know, the simpler decisions as we go through life, we can just check in. Does this feel right? Or, and how do we do that? There's a lot of different ways. That's why we're asking you. And we're hoping maybe you'll get some ideas from what other people say about ways that you could incorporate this into your daily life, the flow of your daily life. So, are we ready to go into rooms? Okay, great. So enjoy that. How long is it going to be for? Is it 12 minutes? Okay, great. All right, see you back soon. You can just discuss among yourselves. Very good, so welcome back. Are there any comments or questions at this point that would kind of help you feel complete on this part about the honoring of the inner life? Okay, that sounds good. So, Diana, then.
I'm just reflecting on our genius, Kim, because in our little schedule, we didn't really have anything here for you. We didn't have a time slot for you guys to report back right now. And then just we were talking, so like, oh, maybe they want to report back. But we knew somehow, Kim, that there wasn't going to be. Okay, so... Actually, I'm going to...